You're now listening to Paul's Play Lunch, but as you may have noticed, I'm not Paul Gough. Paul is off in Adelaide from what I hear, and all reports are that his gig as Pimmon in Adelaide this weekend was phenomenal, as usual. So he can't make it to play you music for the next hour. So you're with me, Peter Hollow. I was on air until 1 a.m. last night with FBI, and back again now. So usually you can hear me Sunday nights at 10 p.m. playing music with Utility Fog. I've decided that the theme for today's Paul's Play Lunch is just going to be a year. When I kind of heard that there was a vacancy for today, I was listening to some old music, which I don't get to do that often, and I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice just to play some music from the past? So I've chosen 1993, which in some ways was quite a pivotal year. And when I decided on 93, I said to everyone out on Twitter, I tweeted, oh, well, 1993 is a great year, but it's such a shame that I can't play of Underworld's Skyscraper, I Love You. And there was a resounding kind of raucous Twitter kind of explosion of people saying, yes you can, yes you can. So I've discovered that actually the last 3 minutes or so of this song are this kind of ambient outro, which I had thought was part of the next track. So we're going to get about 10 minutes of Underworld now, a bit of a classic from their first album, when they started to kind of incorporate techno and really then have a big effect on the techno scene as well. Dub No Bass with My Headman from Underworld. This is a bit of a classic to get us through the 34 degree heat in the city today. FBI.
Skyscrapers, I love you, love you. something violent they could do. Porn dog sniffing the wind for something new. Porn dog sniffing the wind for something violent for me and you. Thing. My ninja power, my number cruncher. We'll be right back.
empty out your pockets, toss the lot upon the floor. All those treasures, my friend, you don't need them anymore. Your days are all through dying, they gave all their ghosts away. So kiss, close all the wounds, don't live a life they did for the planet. Gravitate around you and the stars, shower down around you and the angels. In heaven adore you and the singers. September moon and the heavens above and the world will turn without you, and history will soon forget about you, but the heavens, they will reward you, and the saints will all be there to escort you. For life's but a thing of a terrible gravity and the planet. Gravitate around you and the stars, shower down about you and the angels. In heaven adore you.
Well, who else but Nick Cave? You're with Peter Hollow on Paul's Play Lunch today, as Paul could not be with you. I will untie him and let him out of the closet a bit later, but meanwhile, I'm playing you some music. That came from 1993, which is the year that I'm featuring here in this hour of music on FBI. From a soundtrack, the name of which you may have picked up from that song. It was called Far Away So Close, and it was the sequel to a legendary movie of Wim Wenders called Der Himmel über Berlin, or in English, Wings of Desire, also featuring Nick Cave on the soundtrack, among others. He wrote the theme song for this wonderful movie, and well worth checking out both those movies if you get a chance down at your video store or the big video store of the internets. Before Nick Cave, we had a legendary song from Underworld called Skyscraper, I Love You, and it came from their Dub No Bass With My Head Man album, where the band, best known prior to that for Underneath the Radar and kind of electro pop electro punky stuff, kind of really got into the techno scene, and they had a huge impact on techno and electronic music over probably ever since then until now. And they've done some stellar shows at Big Day Outs in the Boiler Room and stuff. Now, we're going to kind of continue, I think, with the guitar music for a little bit. One of my favourite punk bands from the, all the way really from the late 70s or from the early 80s at least, are the incredible No Means No. They're still around now and putting together another album. They'd be in their 50s or something now. And they kind of slowed their output after an amazing decade in the 80s, but were still putting up some brilliant albums. And in 93, they put out an album called Why Do They Call Me Mr. Happy? From that, we're going to hear a song called The Land of the Living, with their usual kind of complex arrangements and heaps of energy and snarling vocals. This is No Means No with Peter Hollow on FBI.
Just open up your mouth and speak. But it's never been secret that you cherish in your heart. 94.5.
Well, when this album came out, and indeed this single that came out before the album debut, it kind of, I think, sent shockwaves through the pop world in a way, and launched an amazing career for Björk, solo career post Sugar Cubes. Human Behaviour, of course, everyone knows that song. Produced by Nelly Hooper, who was an original member of the Wild Bunch in Bristol, that went on to become Massive Attack, and he was very much involved in the early Massive Attack albums as well, and making some pretty amazing sounds on that album. Before Björk, we had... what did we have? We had a very brief piece from the amazing John Oswald. We are featuring the year 1993 on Paul's Play Lunch today, and this is not Paul but Peter, so I'm kind of trying to get a bit of a range of music in there, and I thought it was kind of interesting that even right now, and probably sort of in the last 5-6 years, the whole idea of mashups and sort of not just illegal sampling that has been around since the days of hip-hop, but kind of creating new pieces out of semi-obvious samples. It's become quite popular, but a real pioneer of that all the way back to the tape days, and definitely very digital in that track, was the fellow John Oswald, who created the term plunderphonics. And from his plunderphonic album Plexture from 1993, we had Mad Mod, which I'm pretty sure you realised was made up of all sorts of little snippets from Madonna's music. Probably mostly 80s music, but released in 93. Now, also in 93 were in some ways the last days of the 1980s kind of grandeur of the label 4AD, home not only to the Pixies but also bands like the Throwing Muses and Cocteau Twins and many others. From the Throwing Muses, the half-sister of Kristen Hirsch is Tanya Donnelly, and she had a band called Belly that released an incredible album, a stellar album we could say, called Star in 1993. Many hits that were played on the kind of new national Triple J in 1993, and so a lot of people became big fans, I'd say. This song was not a single, but it's a huge favourite for a lot of us, I'd say, from Tanya Donnelly's band Belly. This is Low Red Moon.
Thank you. Teens are taking over the MCA.
Teenagers?
Yep, oldies are out and under-18s have got the run of the place. MCA are laying on food, drinks and even live music from the Fontaines and Andy Kelly.
Music?
It's called Generation Next, a free after-hours mixer happening Sunday, February 28 from 6 till 8.
Can I come?
Under-18s only.
Oh, wow.
No teachers and no parents. RSVP essential. Book at mca.com.au. Generation Next at the Museum of Contemporary Art. FBI sponsors.
We're listening to 1993 on FBI. This is Paul's Play Lunch with me, Peter Hollow. I'm usually presenting Utility Fog on Sunday nights on FBI, and Paul's away, so I've taken over. We heard The Clouds, a legendary Sydney indie band, members of whom are still around and making music, as well as having kids and stuff, as you do. We heard Bower of Bliss from them, a song that was famously cleaned up for the single version, but we heard the album version there, nice kind of grungy vocals. And before that, Belly on the 4AD label with Low Red Moon. This now is some kind of legendary post-rave music, I guess. Here you go. Ambient techno from Future Sound of London. This is Cascade, kind of from when they started getting their real kind of ambient electronica thing going. And we'll hear some more kind of music of the post-rave, post-hardcore scene for a little bit now.
Thank you.
on FBI. That was some more post-hardcore music. The drum and bass scene in 1993 was really starting to get going. Hadn't really made the mainstream yet and was still incredibly exciting, full of all sorts of different sounds being made with these kind of chopped up aim and breaks and stuff. Hugely exciting time for electronic music in about 93. I'm covering 1993, or a bit of it anyway, tonight on Paul's Play Lunch, and I've only got about 10 minutes left, so a couple more tunes for you. What we heard there was a little group called Boogie Times Tribe, which was a producer called D. Cruz, along with the guy who ran the Suburban Bass label, home of a lot of fantastic jungle drum and bass and kind of hardcore music in the early 90s. Before that, we had Future Sound of London, who also kind of came out of the hardcore scene in the late 80s, early 90s, and made a lot of fantastic ambient techno. Ambient of a different bent now. On the Warp label, this is Aphex Twin and his On EP. One of the early kind of samplings, I think, for a lot of people with the amazing music of Aphex Twin, before he discovered really drum and bass and started making his kind of drill and bass version of it, but still kind of very breaks oriented. This is when the Warp label sort of started their artificial intelligence series as well, and the whole IDM electronica movement was born. So we'll hear Aphex Twin here, and then something really early from Orteca to take us out, and Maddie Veer Boom is coming up for Monday lunch. You've been with Peter Hollow for Paul's Play Lunch today. You can catch me again at 10 p.m. this Sunday night for Utility Fog. Lots of experimental sounds, whether it's electronica or noise or post-rock or what have you. So stay tuned to FBI. And you can also check out fbiradio.com, of course, and always find all the playlists up there after all the shows if you want to kind of catch what you were listening to. And while you're there, you might want to buy one of our spiffing new t-shirts as well. Fantastic new design. And you can wear your musical taste on your sleeve, so to speak. Let's hear the rest of this beautiful Aphex Twin tune. And Orteca coming up shortly. Just to finish up Paul's Play Lunch for today, after Aphex Twin, another legendary band on the Warp label from 1993, which has been our theme for today, this is Orteca. They've got a new album coming out any moment now in the end of March, and I'm certainly going to be featuring it heavily on Utility Fog on Sunday nights on FBI. Tune in next Monday for Paul Goff bringing you some more fantastic selections as always. And stay tuned for Maddie Veer Boom bringing you lots of great music for lunch today.
FBI 94.5.